This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You guys are in a good mood. On InfoWars, why wouldn't we be in a good mood?
Well, we need you to take some chill force now. Sam Tripoli's here with Eddie Bravo. And Eddie, people want you to be more talkative. You're always using your smartphone, clicking and doing stuff.
I got a business to run, dude.
I know you got dojos all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
Dude, come on. At this point, it's ridiculous.
It's like Tony Montana.
That's why I'm being quiet, because I can't help it.
No, you can't.
Okay, I need a sign that says, don't cuss. Can I get that from
you? No. You're doing great.
Hey, print it out.
Eddie, let's be serious. I want to show you, Mr. Cargill owns a gun shop here in Austin, and he gets footage almost every day of people defecating in front of his office, or shooting up heroin, and this is right across the street. This is all over Austin now. Wasn't here 6 months ago. It's exponentially increasing like Day of the Dead. When I drive to work a lot of mornings, I see things like this, and now the governor of California has passed laws that you don't have to aid citizens or the police. Failure to render aid is no longer a law in California. So you see some little kid run over, well, no big deal if you don't help him. By the way, China has laws that you're not supposed to help people, literally. Let's go ahead and, let's play the audio of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is it beginning.
So sad. You know the worst part about fighting now? Nobody breaks up fights anymore. Look at the guy in the back. Look at, like, Black Uncle Sam back there, like, just filming. Nobody stops fights anymore.
Well, it's like this kid that, you know, kid got stabbed to death the other day, and everybody just
videotaped.
Oh, my
God, she's getting a weapon.
She's got a whip. She's got a broom.
And this guy's trying to get by on his bird with his Weekend at Bernie's T-shirt on, and now you got these two chicks fighting, and nobody stops anything.
It's like end of the world warfare.
God, it's like, show some love.
Oh,
stop the fight, man. That's your friend. Stop the fight. That's your friend.
Nah, man. She's
guy in a wheelchair over there just chilling. We got like we got Vince Carter's there not doing anything.
Well, that's his girl.
Come on, man. Oh!
Now, listen, they're going to help their lady now. That guy's a major pimp. Look.
God, he's not a pimp. He's just a Dallas Maverick fan. But
no,
like,
no, they live out
she's there. Rocking the toe. It's just ridiculous, dude. It's just ridiculous.
That is almost at every underpass now. But last time I was in L.A., it was even worse than everywhere. You just see them.
Yeah.
They ship them in, Alex.
They set up shop, like, along the freeways now. Like, it's like you're in a third world country. It's like you're driving down the 101, and they got little spots on the side of the freeway.
But then they get government welfare, and then they spend it on drugs, and the police are ordered, don't bust them for drugs. I've talked to the cops. The police gave us a tour.
What do you think the plan is? They're doing this why? There's got to be a plan.
Ask you, what's the plan?
I mean, anything to destroy
I think it's just
society, right? I mean, they're trying to ruin the country, right? Isn't that the plan?
And notice the media always shows, put that photo back up, like one out of 1,000 halfway decent looking, but that's not a homeless person. That's an activist that probably runs some activist homeless shelter and makes money off the top of it. Because that's what I'm told. It's always the leftists that are scooping in the cold, hard cash.
Here's my opinion, Alex. This whole thing with free trade, it's all done on purpose. Ship out the jobs to China. There's no jobs around. Flood the market with drugs. So now you got two choices in your life. Either, like, go to jail or join the military and become stormtroopers for the international bankers. And that's not code for Jews. That's code for international bankers, okay? And that's what we're doing. We send our sons and daughters to die for corporate interests. Why are we in Afghanistan? Oh, yeah, poppy fields. It's the same thing, man. That's what it is. They want it so you don't have any other.
By the way, that's the still shot you just saw, a real video we shot in Skid Row. The left brings them lavish furniture and money, and it goes, oh. So more and more people just go out there and lay out I mean, it's the real world. That was that's real footage, man.
A drive-by.
That's out of our car.
A drive-by.
There you go. It's Road Warrior for real. We'll be back. We have a special guest. Haven't told you about that yet. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. We don't talk a lot about Kamala Harris because she's never polled over 1%. But like Beto O'Rourke, she's our savior. And so the media said she would be the nominee over and over and over again. Well, now CNN ran the headline last night in a report. Whatever happened to Kamala, I call her Kamala, Kamala Harris, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this woman is absolutely incredible. And she was drunk in the last debate. She's incredibly boring. But it's not a question of what happened to Kamala Harris. Why does the corporate media decide somebody like Beto O'Rourke or somebody like Kamala Harris is the heir apparent and that she's absolutely invincible and that she's absolutely wonderful? And then they ask what happened to her. Their endorsement of her is what destroyed her. Whenever Rand Paul ended up winning the Senate years ago, they Politico called him and said, how did he do it? And I said, because you didn't endorse him. I said, if you endorsed him, he would have lost. And they didn't even understand that. I mean, literally, the corporate system is out of gas. People are sick of them. Both of you here, a famous comics here with us, famous jiu-jitsu master here with us from 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, Eddie Bravo, and, of course, we have Sam Tripoli here. What is your take, not on Kamala Harris, but just in general, the media asking why their hype isn't working anymore, and since it's not working, what are they going to do next?
Basically, I believe that Kamala Harris's problem is that her history is her undoing. She's locked up more black people than anybody in the history of California. Her ancestors were slave traders, okay? Now, you can't really blame somebody for what their ancestors do until you realize that she had her office argue against early release of prisoners who had good behavior, you know? So basically you know why she argued that? It's because it would ruin the labor force. Oh, what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about free slave labor. So you're committing the pattern of your ancestors here, okay? She laughed about locking up kids, poor kids, for being late to school. I mean, like, dude, you're a scumbag. Listen, I love every group out there. The only group I hate 100% is male feminist. Why? Because I don't like people who screw their own. Kamala Harris was screwing the black community, and they know it. And they won't get behind her because of what she did to her own. That's why she got no love. That's why Hillary Clinton got no love from the black community when she ran. Because her super predator, that was the word we were trying to remember yesterday. Super predator. They call black men in the hood super predators. And they locked them up because a nugget of crack was worth a helicopter of cocaine. And they knew about helicopters of cocaine because they were flying them into Arkansas to sell in the hood during the Iran-Contra affair. That's why Kamala Harris got no love, because she's a scumbag and a backstabber. That's why.
I totally agree. But the bigger question is, why does the media keep betting on creepazoids like Beto O'Rourke. I mean, seriously, I looked at him the first time and I said, he looks like a mentally ill serial killer, the most disingenuous person, everything. And then he does everything disingenuous. And in a clip last night, he said, I never said I'm coming for your guns. Already played the first hour. But we are going to take them. I mean, they don't even, like, say it from interview to interview change, 180. They flip-flop in front of you, Eddie. What is that? It's a form of gaslighting.
It seems like he's trying to lose.
Yeah.
You know, it's like maybe, like, aren't there rumors that maybe either Michelle Obama or Hillary Clinton's going to, you know, run? Like
step in for last
second. They're not rumors. I've told people that are in her security details. She still thinks she's running the Democratic Party. I'm glad you brought that up because you're telepathic. They said Hillary still runs the Democratic Party, and she still gives the orders. I know she's got people suing me, and they worship her, and the word is she thinks she's going to flap in at the last moment and run. And now it's mainstream news, Hillary hanging around, bookie taking more bets that she's going to be the nominee. What do you think?
She'll take an L again.
What do you think about the Clinton body count? Is that real?
Oh, of course.
It's real.
And then Google censors it.
And then
Jeffrey Epstein's neck was broken twice.
How many bodies are on the Clinton body count?
Depending on the level, the list is in.
At least what?
Well, if you count all the wars, it's in the millions. And 500,000 dead Iraqi children that they specifically cut the medicine to, tripled the sanctions of the Bushes, and they said, we killed 500,000 kids, we do it again.
Yep.
Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes.
I'm talking about the
conservative numbers are in the 400s. Most lists are in the hundreds.
Hundreds. Isn't it? I thought it was like 55 or 60.
Well, no. Those are lists that people get real neurotic about where it's like Vince Foster.
Yeah.
The kids found out on the railroad tracks all shot up who saw the MENA drug dealing or girlfriends of Clinton that ended up dead.
Yeah. So those are like legit connections, right? Like the 50,
well, I mean, I've 60. Interviewed women raped by Bill Clinton and stuff, and people come to their houses and go, sorry, your little dog's missing. I'm going to kill you next. You don't shut up. I mean, I've had death threats from the Clintons.
Unbelievable.
Really? Seriously.
Like how?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get into it, and it's part of the issue of, you know, having to have security here and at my house. But, I mean, it's real. They've got a lot of mental patients, too, they can tell to go kill people.
It is unbelievable to me that a person whose organization has been directly connected to four major child sex trafficking cases in 1 year, 2019. And we're not even at the end of the year.
Lay it on them, Sam.
Not even at the end of the year. It's 2019.
Lay them out.
We have El Chapo they framed as a drug thing, but he was convicted of child sex trafficking, and he was a major donor to the Clinton Global Initiative.
So he worked directly for the CIA.
Yeah.
I know people like there were the CIA that worked directly with him. Josh Plumlee.
Yeah, he was a district manager. That's what he was.
He was like the district manager of McDonald's.
Yeah, of the drug trade in Mexico. And then you have Jeffrey Epstein, who died. And then we have Nexium, straight out of upstate New York, Hala 607, straight out of upstate New York, convicted child sex trafficking with, they thought, evidence from the Anthony Weiner laptop. And then now we have John of God, directly related to the Clinton Global Nation. You have four cases. And
Let's go further. The head of their whole Haiti operation got convicted of shipping hundreds of kids out. A bunch ended up dead. She then changed her name and still runs child charities.
Yeah.
Laura Silsby. What happened? She smuggled?
Well, the UN's own AP report. Remember, we sent people in. We sent a whole bunch of folks went in. Joe Biggs went in.
Where to Haiti?
Michael Zimmerman went in. Yeah, let me tell you, before this all broke. And we sent in with his own private plane, Gary Haben, billionaire, and they spent weeks there, but he'd been there months, landing on dirt airstrips, and they were there and exposed the whole UN child kidnapping ring. It made AP break it 6 months later and admit the whole thing. Thousands of missing kids, hundreds found dead, killed in child sacrifices.
I mean, people have gone to investigate that and ended up dead, man. I mean, these are straight up either dead, people dead.
Listen, we interviewed senators, in Haitian senators. They're on the video. We got back going, they are devil worshippers. They take them. They kill them. Help us. Hillary, kill the babies. Stop devil Hillary.
Dude, you are a man of 1,000 voices, and I love it, dude. You should have your own show in Vegas. It's amazing. And it's
you know,
true.
I did. I made millions on voiceovers.
And as Bill Hicks, I
invested in this broadcast. In fact, voiceover money helped us move to this location 14 years ago.
That's amazing, dude.
Well, I got Taft Hartley into the Spring Screen Actors Guild. I was in some movies. And then I ended up doing some ads for insurance companies.
Do you have any clips of that? I want to hear that.
I can take it out here somewhere.
Yeah, do it, dude.
But I'm blackballed now. I mean, once I went after Obama.
Like a good partner, State Farm is there. Was that one of your?
No, I should do like a.
They're killing babies.
Well, this particular, you know, the voice, they call it the voice of God, like from the HBO NFL shows.
Yeah.
I'm a mimic, so I have to hear it, but I have a deep enough voice.
Yeah.
Where I have to hear it, and then I can nail it almost exactly. But I can also do like Optimus Prime, Marvin the Martian.
Let's hear some of them voices. Let's hear. Come on, man. Just give me a couple.
We got a big guest coming up. Let me. Autobots, transform and roll out.
There we go.
We came to your planet.
That's more GoBots, but that's okay.
We came to your planet from Cybertron. Yeah. Megatron is my enemy. I am sworn to destroy him. Stay with us. Alex Jones will resist Megatron on the other side.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Which is known herbs concentrated cold pressed to increase stamina, libido, energy, you name it. Sure, he's a jiu-jitsu master, dude. You don't even need that.
Oh,
wow. That's right.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have here.
I love Austin so much, I'm doubling down my boner.
We have the main leadership, ladies and gentlemen, of the captains, the tinfoil command ship, the mothership of the tinfoil hat conspiracy show. Here with us. Now, let's get serious.
We got a big show tonight, everybody. Seriously, come see us tonight at the Stateside Theater at the Paramount.
Think I should come?
7 o'clock.
Well, dude, of course you should.
Early
that's,
show.
That's why I take you some of come. This, dude.
You should definitely come.
You should, dude. Listen, we're the greatest comedy team right now. People are talking.
All right.
They're hot.
My wife's trying to get a babysitter.
Dude, I'll pay for the babysitter. Eddie, you got this. Pay for the babysitter.
You don't need to pay for the babysitter.
I'll pay for it, dude.
I'll get one of them homeless that we do for like $5.
Hey, let's get those three chicks.
You get a message?
You drop them off. Drop them off.
My kids, that's a good idea.
They'll just stay in a tent.
Yeah, dude.
Well, no, the left says it's good for children to take them to drag queen story time. A lot of them are convicted pedophiles. They're actually saying in places like Wichita, Kansas, the paper says, oh, no, let convicted ones be there. They say it's an learning experience. So if I let my kids, maybe my baby, be kept by, say, a meth head homeless person. Here's an article right here. Bubonic plague is back across the U.S. And also rabies, typhus. That would expand their horizons, wouldn't it?
Well, rabies plus the homeless equals zombies, right?
I always want to say
you might have to start shooting them.
I know a lot of trans people, mostly because they had a bad drug problem on some weird adult film runs, okay? And I just want to say that most trans I know don't like drag queens going and meeting with kids either. They don't like that. They don't think that's cool. And that's just a psyop done by the CIA to get us all mad at the trans community so we all fight with each other. That's what that's all about. And I just got to say shout out to Steve Simone. But it's all it's just like the hippie culture of the 60s and 70s with the Mansons and the Jonestown to get us to hate liberals. Most of your trans don't like that either.
Hey, here's the deal. They're good. Whoever the hell these people are in clown outfit, stay the hell away from the kids.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's all psyops, dog.
Shut up, Steve. All right, we got to take our guests in the next hour. I want them to have a full hour, and I want to be serious now. Because you guys are saying, well, Sam doesn't say this. When we're saying the earth might be flat, we need to be serious, okay?
Good stuff.
I need to get some tinfoil, but this must be serious.
Good stuff.
I do not believe the world is flat. Okay? But Eddie's kind of like the mad prophet. And then we have the leader, though, Dave Weiss. Dave Weiss here with the flatearthpodcast.com. So let's be clear. I can't get people to admit Google's listening to you 15 years ago when I had their internal documents. So they're going to use this against me, but it's okay because we're having a debate. Flat Earth's a huge discussion. And I think the bigger issue is people know the systems lie to them so much about so many things that now a lot of people I know, people aren't even listeners. They're like, you know, I don't appreciate you. I'm a liberal, but I think yours is flat. Well, I'm showing International Space Station footage, time lapse. Of the earth looks pretty round to me, but I'm going to debate this with you guys.
You think that's real?
But
that's
I'm not real? Saying you're bad.
Steven Spielberg special right there.
Look at those cities. There's no cities.
That's right. Couldn't even do something that good.
There's no cities. What kind of city is that? That looks. There's only one city, maybe
those
two.
Those are thunderstorms.
Look at that. They're supposed to be cities.
What are those volcanoes?
Cities.
Park?
Yeah, that's lava.
What are we talking about?
That's not real. That's
you ever drive over a hill at night and the city looks like a big
what
yellow
is that?
Bob?
The Vegas trip all over the world?
Yeah.
No, it's the coastlines. That's where 90% of people love coastlines.
You're better than that. You're
dude,
better.
That's CGI. That's fake.
Look at
birds
that.
Aren't real.
So
are
birds
aren't real. Birds are real. Nobody says birds aren't real. Nobody says birds aren't real.
Trying to get the ring right now. Looks like Mordor. Is this Lord of the Rings? What are we playing here?
Hey, I sent a clip to Daria. It's a one-minute clip.
Right, we're going
to
play the next segment.
Not the one I just sent you, Daria, but the one I sent you yesterday.
Well, listen, when the head of Bank of America, Bank of America came out last year and said the universe isn't real and that it's all a CG. So if the head of Bank of America is saying none of it's real, you're less crazy saying the Earth. So, explain me. So what, is there like a pancake?
Listen, Daria, can we play? It's less than 1 minute.
We're going to go to the guest in a minute.
And it's on space art.
Hey, I'm telling you, they don't have it.
Look at him. He's dying to talk.
Let's stop right there.
The space art video.
They know. We'll have meetings during the breaks. We have to get clips. And we have to look at them and discuss them.
Send it to them.
Love them. And roll them. Anyways, but let's just stop there. We'll not get a clip. You'll get nothing like it. I'm getting a contact high off whatever you guys are on.
I can't believe you're looking at this and you think that's real. That's crazy. That's crazy.
The best time ever. When I die,
that's
this
the Aurora Borealis. That's season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Look at that. They always show the little, little solar panel on the side.
Look at that.
Get out of here.
Look at that.
Get out of that.
What, the Green Lantern fart? What is that?
Jesus Christ. Let's get David Weiss on.
We are.
God.
Come on, you guys in here.
Are you on drugs right now?
Let's watch this clip
right
now.
We don't do drugs, dude.
For radio,
we're high on Christ.
For radio listeners, tell me what it is.
It's a news clip where they're telling you that all the video from the footage, photos, and video from space are fake. Watch it.
It's on the news.
It's on the news.
Over the years, NASA has given us spectacular photos and renderings that reveal a colorful and mysterious universe.
No. Artists behind some of the most iconic space art in the galaxy.
In a small, bright office, working side by side, Robert Hurt and Tim Pyle bring the universe to life. True physicist turned artist, Tim, once a Hollywood animator, is now a planet illustrator. Together, they produce some of NASA's most popular images, from renderings of how planets light years away could look, to actual photos of stars and galaxies captured by NASA's powerful telescope. It's a delicate blend of imagination and data. The artists meet with NASA scientists over many drafts to ensure a planet or galaxy's look lines up with the research to make final results enough to keep us all dreaming of the final frontier for years to come. Chris Martinez, CBS.
Over the years, NASA has given us spectacular photos and renderings.
Let me just say something right here. Number one, that was the worst editing and jump cuts I've ever seen. Number two, they're talking about when they say illustrations or renderings or enhancements. They say that in the magazines. They say it online.
They do say it.
That this is what we believe this exoplanet or whatever.
Exactly.
Looks like.
They do that to everything.
Eddie, we're going to go to our special guest. And I apologize for you being a bad person. I'm joking. Let's be serious, friends. We got a break. You understand that I took astronomy in college, which I'm not saying I bought into that. I went and convinced my dad when I was like 19. To buy, now they're a lot cheaper, a Meade 12-inch, it was refractor, one of the big entry ones. It was like $14,000.
Did you see the flat earth from there?
Listen, I would drive out in the desert and sit up all night and drink a six-pack of beer with my dad, and I would watch Jupiter rotate and look at its moons. I took color photos of it myself with a device.
Let me see it.
It's at home, but most of these comets and all these things get found by civilians with telescopes.
I'm not saying that what you're looking up in the sky isn't there. It's there. But what they're telling us it is not real.
I'm seeing that Sam Tripoli likes Chill Force. Look at that, folks. Works incredibly well on Sam. Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Spaceship, me and Trump, Space Force. Let's get serious for our esteemed guest. We'll be back on at a serious time when you two aren't causing problems.
Okay.
Now, seriously, though, Eddie, I used to be an amateur astronomer. I haven't had time since I've been on here 25 years. I quit it. But I'd go out and do stuff like look at a half mile away at geckos on a lamp eating bugs. Because that's another fun thing about telescopes. You know, up close, you can watch bugs on a leaf, you know, a half mile away. Just this really crazy stuff with these super high-powered ones when the conditions are right. And I watched Jupiter orbiting. I mean, I watched it turning. It's a ball. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go. Let's introduce.
Let's do it right now. He's from the Flat Earth Podcast. Dave, we really appreciate you coming on the broadcast. Dave came to Flat Earth the same way most people do, with attention to debunk it. That was 6 years ago. Now he is host of the award-winning Flat Earth Podcast and the creator of the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, the flatearthpodcast.com. So like, give us your awakening to this. I want to be clear. I don't think it's flat. But, you know, the media says I say that. I'm not saying that. But I think it's okay for you to question, as much as we've been lied to, how do you know it's not diamond-shaped? How do you know it's not? How about we're all just a simulation? It's not even
not
real.
The shape of the Earth that matters. But first, I want to thank you for having me on. Many years ago, you were one of the people, maybe the person, that woke me up. So I thank you for that. And since then, you know, things have really spiraled out of control.
So tell us your background and how you discovered. I mean, what happened?
I did a truth podcast called Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. People started sending me flat earth stuff. I wouldn't watch a single video. I wouldn't watch a 1 minute video because it's the dumbest thing in the world. You're not wasting my time with that. So then finally, another researcher, we were talking about the deceptions in the world, and she said, you know, I think it's worse than that, David. I think the Earth might be flat. I absolutely flipped out at her. She sent me some videos. I said, that's it. I'm going to debunk it. For 17 to 24 hours a day, I was trying to debunk the Earth. And after 2 weeks, I realized we don't live on a spinning rock water ball rocket. I mean, that's what you believe. You believe we live on the outside of a spinning rock, spiraling in four different directions at once at speeds that you can't even imagine. And then every year, the stars are in the exact same place on the exact same day, right? None of it makes sense. The thing that you got to look at is there's pre-programmed responses that people have. They say, you know, where's the edge? How come no one's falling off? Circumnavigation proves it. Boats over the curves prove the ball. You know, eclipses prove the ball. All of these things do not prove the ball. They actually prove flat Earth when you look at it. And the thing that people say is there's no proof of flat Earth and there's endless proof of the globe Earth, and the exact opposite is the true when you take the time to learn. The problem is believing lies are really easy. Sometimes I introduce myself on a show and I come up with this fake background. I went to medical school and I lost hope in allopathic medicine, and people believe it. And then 2 minutes later, I tell them that was a lie and you just believe me. So you can believe a lie. I tell you something and then you can believe it and your whole day is free. But if you want to know the truth on anything, it takes time and effort and critical thought.
Let me just throw this at you.
Let them talk.
What about I offered Eddie to fund a project with a research ship, and then we could just go to the end of it. Where's the wall? You're going to say Antarctic?
Yeah, so just look at the Earth this way. People say, you know, why are all the other planets round, and why is the Earth the only disk in space? The Earth is not a disk in space. The way I look at it is the Earth, the flat plane of the Earth, is the basement of the universe. It's the only way I can describe it. And we live in a pond. Imagine a giant circular lake in Kansas with islands in it. And in the center of the lake is the North Pole.
You live in a cage.
Well, no, hold on. Not in a cage. Just hear me out. I'll make this short. So you have the center of the lake is the North Pole. You have islands. You can sail around clockwise, counterclockwise. That's east and west. If you sail away from the center at any point, that's south. And when you get to the shoreline, that's the end of the Earth that we know of. That's the shoreline of Antarctica. Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. It is the shoreline of the world ocean lake, I'll call it. And there is lots of it is a cliff, not a wall where you can jump over and jump into space.
You're saying we're in a terrarium.
Well, so here's the thing. Some people say there's a dome. Some people say there isn't a dome. Some people say there's more lands, more worlds, more suns across the plane. The truth is, we don't know. We're not allowed to go there.
Well, the Bible says the Earth's round, but then if you go back, a lot of the ancients after that debate said it was flat, and then I guess it was Copernicus, Galileo. When did they start saying it was round? And the
Jesuits!
They started, so yeah, the whole... So the... saying that the that the Bible has, look up a video called 200 proofs, 200 Bible verses that says the earth is flat. There are 200 verses that talk about flat earth. I believe there's one that says the circle of the earth. Well, my dining room table is a circle and it's not a sphere. Okay. So that, and it has foot, it's a footstool, you know, if you want to quote the Bible, the footstool of the earth.
So why would the establishment try to keep something a trillion times bigger than the Manhattan Project secret?
Can we answer that a little bit later? Because you're jumping forward past, you know, you're looking for a motive. Like if you saw somebody light 50 houses on fire and there's all the evidence in the world, but you couldn't figure out a motive, does that mean he didn't do it? So I'd be guessing at the motive, but I have a good guess and I believe it's right on why they did it. But let's do that later. Let's just get through some of the points.
Well, I don't want a world government to keep independent nations from ever figuring stuff out. They certainly suppress a lot of stuff. They got a project to kill everybody. So I mean, that's a fact.
Right.
He's let him talk.
So if you don't know who you are, if you believe that we live on the outside of a rock, that nothing exploded, created everything, and then a microbe turned into a fish that climbed out of the water, happened to find another fish that it could mate with to make a monkey, and then a monkey, you know, farted, and there's our
human. They don't want us to know who we are.
Right. They don't want you to know who we are, that there is no shortage of anything, that there's possibly, very likely, more land, more resources than they're telling us. There's hidden land.
There's another giant dimension, and we're actually locked in here as an experiment.
I don't believe that at all. I believe that we live, for lack of a better word, we live in a realm, and it's flat and stationary, and every test that's ever been done to prove the Earth is spinning has proved that it's flat.
So what's gravity?
That it's not moving. Good.
What's gravity?
So gravity, you know, a lot of flat earthers will say gravity is just buoyancy and density. And if there was such a thing as gravity, buoyancy and density are a thing. But gravity, the Earth plane is a negatively charged plane. This is a proven fact. The sky above us, whatever it is up there, is positively charged. So the negative charge of the Earth is establishing it down, and then buoyancy and density sort everything out.
Let me throw this at you then. Everybody's probably seen William Shatner voiced it, It's Trinity and Beyond. And I was already aware of this, but back in the 90s, I saw the footage of it from the U.S. government where they did over 1,000 detonations trying to blow up the atmosphere and ignite it.
Project Fishbowl.
Yeah, and that would have killed us. And trying to blow a hole through the Van Allen radiation belt to get through it because the probes couldn't get through. So, sounds crazy. You realize, what were they trying to blast through? I mean, why would you do that? Go ahead.
Well, so there's never in science can you have high pressure next to a vacuum. It can never happen unless there's a physical barrier. So they tell us space is the vacuum of space.
What would the hydrogen bombs do that they launched up into the atmosphere and detonated?
I don't believe that they were hydrogen bombs. That's a whole other thing. They were trying to blow through it, and they couldn't. I wasn't there, so I'd rather not.
Bam!
Really
there you go.
That.
Great statement.
Yeah. So how
do folks
that
were there?
How do you know?
On the Apollo.
Let's say they were. Let's say they were, and they threw 500 bombs up there. Okay, that works on a flat earth. That works on a ball earth. Who the heck knows what's going on? None of that proves anything. So
giving that two-year theory like they were trying to blast their way through it. So here's the deal. Are they working with whoever knows it is outside it in your theory? Because that sounds like they're trying to keep us from knowing it. You're just like,
It's the biggest deception in the world. You know, before Flat Earth, I was a atheist. I believed in evolution. I wouldn't listen to anything that had anything to do with God.
Tell us about when we come back. We'll be right.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dave Weiss brings us into Deep Purple and Space Trucking, and the leader of Tenth Planet, which doesn't exist, Eddie Bravo, is here with us. Eddie's been ranting during the break, and I said, why don't you do it on air? What I'm getting at is I think it's very healthy to question reality. I know that it's pushed by Silicon Valley that everything's digital, this is a simulation, and none of it's real, so we just give up and don't care. So why is that acceptable and being taught as a religion and that humans are bad, roll over and die for the post-human world, but if you question the Earth or space or any of this, then you are a bad person? I don't think that's the case. But you've been bullying me a bit during the break that I think it's silly, because also you don't believe me that I watched Jupiter orbit and took photos of it.
I believe you, Alex. I don't know why, but I do.
And you don't believe...
Can I comment on that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. So you took photos of Jupiter, and what you saw was a light in the sky with some other lights moving around it. That is the only thing that we can say about celestial objects, is that they're lights in the sky. We don't know how big they are. We don't know how far they are. We don't even know if they're solid objects. The pictures.
I mean, I could see the Great Eye. I could drive out to Llano outside Austin with, in the winter with no light pollution. Sit back, you know, because my uncle lived down the street. Me and my dad would go visit. We'd sit there and drink a six-pack of beer, share it, and sit there and take photos. We'd be out there like 4 or 5 hours, and you could see it orbiting. You could see the moon's moving. It's around.
So hang on. I agree. I agree, but what you're seeing is lights. We don't know what they are. When you say moons, those are tiny little lights around it, and we don't know how far they are. You know, if you ask, the sun is supposedly 93 million miles away, but nobody knows how that was ever calculated.
Now,
who calculated?
Stop bullying him. Let him talk. Man, you're bullying him,
Alex. I
want to
just address a couple things that you said before.
Bullies. I just roll some footage of the sun. Go ahead.
NASA never uses the word photo. They say image or picture. And we know what images and pictures are, and it's exactly what they give us. When you take, you know, our optics with these super zoom cameras now have outgrown their lies. And we can zoom in on stars and see that they're energetic balls of energy with different patterns and stuff in them. All the stuff you're seeing here is supplied by NASA.
Yeah, back this animation up they're showing. That's an
animation.
Roll it.
And you know how NASA's always coming up, hey, we found this deep space object. On Halloween, they found an asteroid that looks like a skull, and the sunspots looked like a jack-o'-lantern on the sun. You believe that stuff? I mean, they are laughing in our faces. Getting back to what you were saying, why would they lie?
I have a big green filter that I used to look at the sun more than anything through my 12-inch
And what you're seeing is a light in the sky.
What do you mean,
let him talk. Let the guy talk. Yeah.
What you're seeing is a light in the sky. You were asking me before why the deception, and the deception is to make you think that you are insignificant, make you think that God doesn't exist. The greatest, you know, the saying, the greatest trick the devil ever did was to prove that he didn't exist, to make you believe that he didn't exist. But the greatest trick the devil ever did was to make you think God doesn't exist.
For me to
say that is an amazing thing.
Sure. I know that globalists are trying to build a false reality and insert us into it. Currently, that's what they want, is into virtual reality. They want to take us out of this reality into that. Are you saying we're already in that reality, already in a false reality?
This reality that, you know, the world is a stage is an understatement. Everything that's presented to us is complete and utter nonsense. Here's the thing. Again, as I said in the beginning, you know, truth is the enemy of knowing. Lies are easy. So you just lie. Okay, I believe it. But if you want to know the truth, you got to take the time and effort. And where can you go? You used to be able to go to YouTube and type in flat earth and you'd come up with all of these videos. Now they've changed the algorithms. It's all hidden. When I upload a video, I have all my subs. None of them get notified anymore. If you try to find my channel,
we know all about the censorship.
Yeah. Eagle versus serpent. So knowledge is power.
Right. I have a challenge for people. The Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's $3. It's super cheap. It cost me a ton of money to make, and I didn't make it to make money. I made it to bypass
the algorithm. You've got to feed yourself your cosmology, which I think is healthy to question everything. Cosmology means worldview. Respect.
The point of the app, every day I serve a new video on it. That it's a short video during the week, longer ones on the weekend, and I challenge people, if they watch the video every day for 2 weeks, they will know that the earth is not a ball, and they will dig deeper, and it bypasses YouTube's recommendations. Like, if you watch a video that debunks something NASA did or debunks the spinning ball, the next video is the opposite of that, served by YouTube. But the app takes that away because it's feeding you playlists.
No, I understand. We'll plug your stuff more, and I want to go look at it myself. But just, again, from your research, if you guys are right, is it other humanoids controlling us? Or, I mean, what would it be? Why would they want to – and why would the people on this planet, the scientific establishment, try to keep us from the fact that we're really
didn't Epstein blackmail all these scientists? We talked about that yesterday.
Yes.
Science is corruptible, right?
And there's also – there's people that are just don't know. They're brainwashed, and they believe that, you know, people that are doing extraterrestrial research, you know, aliens, extraterrestrials, think of the word, the etymology, extraterrestrial, extraterritory. They're coming from the extra lands beyond where we're allowed to go. I believe, don't have any proof, this is my opinion, that there are extraterrestrials, but they're not a spaceship, a flight away, light years away. They're a day trip on a commercial airliner away. And we just don't have access to those lands.
And the globalists have treaties with them not to blow us up.
Well, you know, no one is allowed to independently.
There's too many of us, so they're getting ready to kill us because the guys next door have more advanced technology. Our elite's going to go hang out with them, but we've got to all die as the cost of it.
If you
the plan being made. Satan's made a deal. This isn't flat Earth. This is the elites believe off-world entities, interdimensional, have made deals with them. And as long as they kill everybody, they get to be the new gods. Now that's an official globalist view.
Or maybe the official globalist blue. I can't speak. The official globalist.
Got an alien
idea. Whatever. I just lost my words. Is that those aliens are here, not from outer space. It's all here. Thanks, Alex.
I'm just having some fun. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Eddie's about to kill me.
Well, I mean, it's like, come on, dude. You believe everything's a lie. You believe everything's a lie by the media, but you believe this one thing. It's like, how do you believe this one thing from the media, but you don't believe anything else,
just
Alex?
Because they're lying about chemtrailing. Oh, let me ask you this. They now admit, sir, that they are manipulating the atmosphere and the weather, and that we were all right about that. How does that fit into this?
Yeah, well, think about it. You're trying to manipulate the weather on a spinning ball with a vacuum over a pressurized atmosphere. How does that work? If we are in an enclosed system, probably a lot easier to manipulate the weather. I don't know exactly what all the spraying in the sky is about. There's probably multiple reasons.
Well, they say
again,
saving
it's above
the
my head. I'm not there.
Hey, if I'm just trying to ask questions of skeptics right here. If I say I fly around the world, what is actually happening?
Right. So people have only circumnavigated east and west. East and west are circles around the center point. If you were 1 mile from the North Pole, your compass is pointing to the North Pole, and you wanted to go east, you have to keep that compass pointing to the North Pole. 3.14 miles later, you're back to where you started.
What if I chartered an airplane in the summer, landed in Antarctica, and then asked them to fly over the rest of it? Let's say I flew down from Chile,
yep.
And then I said, now I'm going to fly back over and go over to South Africa.
Right. So if you look at on the app, there's a frequently asked questions called circumnavigation, and it shows that it's never been done. Billions of people have done it east and west. People have gone over the north to the other side, but no one has gone south and come back up the other side because you can't. The earth is flat.
Alex, why don't you fund that? Why don't you fund somebody going
Alex,
to
you can
the
fund
south?
It, but it will never happen. You won't be able to go. They had a flight last year. They took money for it, and then it disappeared, and it never happened. Because
can I have a doctor
in
hand shop, please? Well, I think this is the ultimate quest, and I'll get on a plane with a bunch of you guys, and we'll go down there.
No, you go.
Alex, I got a better idea.
No. Here's your uncle. You're saying it's flat. So we basically just sail around in circles. Instead of like, because again, you could go to South America and then fly south, and then I guess come back up on the other side of the planet.
That never happens.
And come back up.
Never
done.
You just haven't looked into it. That never happens. They just doesn't happen.
Never happens.
Look at the navigation videos on the Flat Earth Podcast website or on the app, and you'll see how they've been taking it.
Well, listen, what we'll do is, this is important enough. How about we have you come in studio? I'll fly you here. You can load all the graphics and stuff in here, and then you can convince me of this. Because you got them.
In Dallas, Texas, on November 14th and 15th, this is the Flat Earth International Conference, FE2019.com. You're invited.
Dude,
I have a VIP
tonight.
Ticket for you, and it's 2 days. And you will see, you will be, nobody, the ballers walk in, but they don't walk out. Okay? The Flat Earth International Conference, November 14th in Dallas.
Stay there. We're going to come back for a little while, and then I've got Dr. Nick Baggage, who exposed HARP and globalism and the New World Order and the plan of the 5G 20 years before. We'll go, we want to get his take on this. Like, let's bring Baggage in instead of 15 after. Let's bring him in at 6 after and get his take on this. Have a big roundtable. But keep our esteemed guest, Dave Weiss, the FlatEarthPodcast.com with us. Don't forget, I have the new 51st state T-shirts where the astronauts going to get the moon for the 51st state. That funds our operation. All the big sales have to end this Sunday. Infowarsstore.com. 50% off, you name it, on things like Supernova Vitality. Get a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force. That funds our operation. Thanks to you all. Stay with us. Hour number 4 straight ahead.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.